Blackstone Audio presents Lady Lucy's Lover by Marion Chesney. This book is read by Mia Scheramonte. To Marion and John Leslie with love. Chapter 1.
But I don't want a lover. I am in love with my husband, said Lady Lucy, turning around from her escritoire and looking in amazement at her friend, Mrs. Anne Hartford.
I find the suggestion outrageous, added Lucy, Marchioness of Standish, coming as it does from a respectable matron like yourself.
Mrs. Hartford fanned herself lazily and looked at her friend with amusement.
You are upset and distressed and jealous, Lucy, she said. I would like to see that feckless husband of yours made to feel the same.
Guy is not feckless, snapped Lady Lucy,
beginning to sharpen a quill pen with unnecessary vigor.
And, furthermore, I do not discuss my husband with anyone, even you, Anne.
She turned back to the desk so that Mrs. Hartford should not see the tears in her eyes and said in a light voice,
We are going to the Courtlands ball tonight. Will you be there?
Anne gave a wry smile, answered in the affirmative, and then began to talk lightly of the latest on dits and the latest fashions while Lady Lucy regained control of her emotions and was able to turn and face her friend once more. All the while she was talking, Mrs. Hartford was studying her friend's pretty face. She and Lucy had grown up together on neighboring estates in Sussex. Anne, thin and gawky and 4 years older than Lucy, had blossomed into a